Welcome back, everyone. We're back with Smiley. I'm sure you guys have heard about Smiley. They've been around for a while. They've been working hard. They've been building. It's good to have you. I'll be Warrior. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to have you. It's been a long time coming. We kind of bumped into you guys in the middle of the bear market. You were down in the trenches building. I mean, it's not like you've stopped building, but I know that you've made a lot of progress. That's why we decided to call you guys in. Something novel, something interesting. Tell us a bit about yourself firstly, and then also what it is that Smiley's doing.
Cool. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure of being here again. And actually after 1 year of building. So it has been not like super easy to build during the bear market where like people were like not super happy about the crypto environment in that specific period. But it was a peaceful moment to build, let me say, properly the things waiting this bull market coming up. So about myself, I'm Albi Wara, one of the co-founders of Smiley Finance, a team that started working on this project like more than 2 years ago. Most of the team comes from TradFi. So especially me, spent like 4 years doing M&A, investment banking, equity capital markets, project financing, private equity, and these kind of activities. And then I moved from TradFi to DeFi in order to find the right spot for people who has an innovative mindset that want to build, let me say, the next future of finance with freedom. So that's why we back together all the team that we know each other since a while. I mean, we spent like two of the co-founders have spent like the bachelor degree together, so they were classmates there. Me and the other one did like the master's together in finance. So I mean, we both, all of us know each other since a while, and so we decided to let me say, to move from just friends to be like builders all together, and we start working on DeFi for Smiley Finance. So Smiley Finance started as like we say, the concept of solving the fragility for liquidity providers that were exposed to gamma risk while they were providing liquidity into DEXs. So starting from that principle, we identified and iterated two times to find like the best cost efficient approach to allow them to have an APY that is fair based on the risk that they are having. So compensating them permanent loss that they are suffering. And on the other side, give a product for retailers that can be considered as an hedging tool for LPs and create like some sophisticated strategy and trading strategy alongside like not just Delta, but also Gamma and Vega. And a super speculative product for DGEN that can jump and trade up to 10,000 times leverage token directly on chain. So this is in a very, very nutshell. So we started as a lending and borrowing mechanism for Uniswap V2. So accepting LP token, and we move from there to a synthetic approach in which we have our own liquidity pools, in which these help us to, let me say, to bring some few innovation into the ecosystem. And on the other side, to maintain the capital efficiency and avoid any bad debt for both traders and LPs. So if you want, I can give you more details about like the things that are different compared to TradFi using this product and why this product doesn't exist in TradFi as well. I don't know where you want to start.
Okay, so there's obviously a lot to unpack here because it's not, you know, there's just based on your rather quick introduction, there's probably around four or five products that you guys are essentially like rolled into one. And I want to just unpack that as we go along into this discussion, because I think the significance of what it is that you guys have built firstly can't be, I don't think it can be overstated enough. It's kind of like you saw where the major issues were within, you know, DeFi at the moment, and that is primarily impermanent loss. So I want to just start from that point and then kind of like build this whole thing up from that point onwards. Is that in DeFi, the whole idea is for stakers to come in and create liquidity in order for protocols to be able to either do swaps, whether they're trading spot, whether they're trading leverage, doesn't really matter. The point is that you need liquidity to lubricate the machinery that is trade. You guys recognize that one of the fundamental problems within that is that liquidity providers were obviously losing their money in the event that prices were going down whilst they were staking their relevant tokens. And you're effectively come up with another idea around how to solve this problem. I'm not entirely sure whether you have solved the problem, but there is this whole idea of impermanent gain. And I want to just unpack that, because I think for me personally, like, that is the most fascinating aspect of what it is that you guys have done. I mean, there's other really cool stuff, but for me, that's like the real juicy bit.
Yeah, sure. So let's start with impermanent gain. So how we come out with the impermanent gain idea. So the first thing that we identified was to study mathematically the impermanent loss suffered by liquidity providers. So actually the problem there is that the impermanent loss come up by the volatility of the token. So how much the token price is changing alongside the time. So this is compensated via DEXs by the fact that you are receiving fee from the spot market, so swapping the token. The thing is that most of the time, the fee that you are generating are not enough sufficient to copy and to overcome all the risk that you are suffering. So what does it mean in concrete? That we are not, let me say, removing impermanent loss from the ecosystem, but we are creating a new market for the impermanent loss. So as of today, we can consider impermanent loss is just suffered. So all the amount that is lost by LPs is just not benefited by anyone. So actually just lost. But if you create some kind of solution that can help you on one side to edge these loss or to create a market for trading these impermanent loss, you can create a new stream of, let me say, return for LPs. So regarding impermanent gain, so the first thing that we identified was to mathematically decompose impermanent loss, trying to understand the impact that was having in the market. So the gamma risk exposure that was creating, how can be reflected into derivative solution. So by doing this, we design, let me say, the derivative that is convex and not linear. So it's it's like curvy payoff, because it's not linear as an option. And being curvy, actually, we identify that these derivatives actually something that doesn't exist so far, both in TradFi and DeFi. And what are the benefits of having a new product like this in DeFi first? First of all, for sure, it's the natural edge for LPs. So actually, convexity is like the best way to edge your LP payoff. Second one, as the convexity brings like even more implied leverage and an option, it can create a market for like a super for like strong speculation. And this creates also a new way of considering the derivatives market, because you don't have any more, the counterparty risk and the counterparty match. So it's not anymore one sell in permanent loss, the other one gain in permanent gain, but it's a pool of people providing liquidity implicitly selling in permanent loss. So we are able to take this in permanent loss as a portfolio and decompose it into single pieces for each trader. So actually, if we expand this concept into plain vanilla option, there is people that can trade in and out thanks to the volatility AM without having a specific counterpart for that specific product. So it's opening up the option market to be scaled to with on-chain liquidity for any kind of token.
Does Smiley have the ability to essentially automatically balance the trade per se? Like if there's, say, an LP that's been created at $1,000 and the price moves $100 below that threshold, how does the mechanism within Smiley practically rebalance according to that? Is it a manual process or is it an automatic process that happens?
So actually everything has been embedded into the smart contract, so that's why it took a while for us to build this smart contract and all the mechanics that are into that. I will decompose it into single pieces. So the first one is the liquidity to volatility engine. It is like a full comprehension of formulas into the smart contracts that sorted out mathematically all the position and the payoffs. And so that's automatically remove any bad debt, because there are not like external dynamics that can impact, let me say, the way that we are doing this mathematically. And this is the first thing. So that gives the LPs like for the first time the clear view of what are the real risks that they are doing, they are encountering while providing liquidity. So it's not like providing liquidity in any other option or derivatives protocol in which you are not able to calculate your risk and your payoff. So here it's like super clear, because everything starts from as an LP, you have the DEX LP payoff. So in concrete, this is like similar to providing liquidity in a DEX. Yes, but there are some things that are different. First of all, you have new three streams of revenues that are different. So you are not paid again based on the fee, but on the implied volatility that you are selling via the impermanent gain. So that means that all the premium collected by the protocol automatically goes back to LPs. And this is the first one. Into the smart contract, we embedded also the volatility AMM. So a possibility to give traders to buy in and go and sell the position whenever they want. So they don't have to wait until expiry. So like standard option market. And this brings another way or another stream of revenues for LPs. That is all the BDAST spread that is automatically calculated and give back to LPs. So the volatility AMM revenues is based on the BDAST spread generated is just reserved for LPs. And the third one is an embedded trading strategy that is into the smart contract that actually we called it atomically delta hedging. This is a math formula trading strategy that run into every single block of the protocol. So that means that all the times there is a trade in that same the same block, the strategy automatically run in favor of LPs. That means that it's able to, let me say, it's not like the best way to say that, but it's able to extract value from the market and give it back to LPs. And this is mitigating automatically the loss versus rebalance. Everything is sorted automatically. It can be customized. So actually, once we will turn into a permissionless model, everyone can set it up, the rules for creating their own LPs with their own strategies. As of today, it runs with three different like rebalancing dates. They can be daily, weekly, or monthly. So actually, every week, for example, now we have just launched the weekly one. So every week, the protocol automatically rebalances the position of the payoff of the LP based on the implied volatility of the specific token of that specific pool.
Okay, so is that like an exercise? Is there an exercise in incorporating AI into this kind of like process? Because I mean, I know that AI is kind of like this whole like the in thing, and people are talking about it. Do you believe that in terms of this rebalancing, in terms of the strategy that's currently in place, is there a place for AI? Is that something that you guys are looking at the moment?
So actually, yes, we are kind of looking at AI to try to understand how it can be mixed up into the blockchain mechanics. And to be honest, it can support and help us for like setting up like some kind of strategies based directly running automatically based on like some market dynamics, such as like spikes in volatility instead of like new, let me say, volumes in a specific token. So it can be prioritized that token compared to another and so on. The problem is that we are still early to embed like AI solution into the smart contracts because, in my opinion, the things that we built so far is pretty much already automatized. So, artificial intelligence can bring us like some support in the midterm, but not in the short term, because in the short term we're still like linked to manage the market dynamic. Let me say based on. The crypto ecosystem at all, and it's difficult okay. to use AI because some parameters cannot be predicted so easily. So by the AI, the tool is not yet, let me say, full service on a full service model for blockchain.
Yeah, I was just for me, it's like there's almost like this almost seems like the perfect application for AI. I mean, obviously, like you say, you know, the parameters aren't. That straightforward. I think it's quite a complex mathematical construct that you'd have to come up with. I mean, obviously the AI would have to be very fine-tuned for this kind of thing, but it just seems like a logical and almost like inevitable, you know, path that will play out. I think it's really interesting in terms of how you maximize, you know, the efficiency of this thing. And I would imagine that if there was ever going to be a scenario for AI to come in and do it, it would be in something like this. But like you say, it's not that straightforward. Yeah. I think from
some
a
mechanics,
you know,
of AI can be like, for example, for integration, because it can automatically like manage the fact of which protocol needs to integrate with Miley and why and what time, for example. I mean, it can also be supportive on this direction. That's something that's a food for thought.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just see how it kind of like develops. I mean, I know that there's a lot of protocols in the space at the moment that use AI for yield strategies, but that's very simple. You know, it's kind of like, well, scan scan all protocols that do offer yield strategies and find the best one, best value for money, whatever it might be, whether it's fees, you know, percentage returns. I wanted to just get into, you know, the mechanics of how the impermanent gain and also the leverage component of the different pools that you guys have set up. I know that you've broken it up as an impermanent gain around the bull, the bear, and the smile. Really cool. Obviously, you know, the bull and the bear kind of like explains itself. Can you just kind of go through the three different types and how, you know, they afford users the opportunity to come in and obviously get involved in Smiley in a very simple and in a very practical way?
Sure thing. So first of all, we started with the Smiley, that is the volatility smile. Actually, is not far away from trading a long straddle. So yeah, buying a call and a put. But the thing is, again, it is convex, so it can match perfectly the impermanent loss. So this is started as the best hedging tool for LPs. Then we just realized that if you want to open up a trading market for this impermanent gain, you need to offer also the possibility from to user to make a speculative bet on the direction of the token. So actually, that's why we split the impermanent gain into two pieces, that is bull and bear, that in the end mathematically need to have to match the overall, let me say, payoff for the LP on the other side. So actually, you can go long and short, but in the end, the payoff that they have is just adjusting the entire curve. What does it mean? It means that, for example, when we did the launch last week, it was like not all-time high, but the market was pretty much better than now. So if you have bought like the volatility, the smile on that side, you were like almost covered for the downside and the upside side. And you can make money out of both. So actually, a smile as of today is on profit. The bear for sure is on profit because the market dropped by 15% over 1 week. So actually, the payoff of a bear trader is like giving a consistent return as of now. While the bull, for sure, as it is long delta, is not performing well because in the end you need to wait until the market go back on that direction. But in all these scenarios, you are not being liquidated. So what does it mean? So all the spikes that we realized so far bring up some liquidation point for people, liquidation threshold for people, because from token went up, down, and then it went up again to the peak, and then they dropped down again. So all these spiky movements on a product like Smiley are not impacting, let me say, the trader in the end, are just impacting for sure the P&L, but not the position, because the position are still live. Everything is still live because there is no liquidation in that. So actually it means that all this fluctuation brings for sure value for who is trading Smiley, but who is trading a bull, for example, at the moment, the bull in permanent gain, yes, is suffering a potential loss, but not a realized loss because it's not being liquidated. And actually it can offset the downside, or the upside can also match and help you if you are doing a perp trading to cover your liquidation threshold and to, let me say, support to avoid that your capital being liquidated experience you like a certain loss. Because if you have the specular position, the opposite position of Smiley, all the money that you are losing and potentially you are gaining on the other direction and vice versa. So actually it's like trading a perp because the trading experience is pretty much smooth. So in few clicks, you can buy the position. Leverage is implied by is calculated by the implied volatility of the token. So actually, for example, we have seen like a spike in volatility on Arbitrum, so that brings like to an increase and then a decrease in leverage. And how does it work? For sure, this is impacted by the theta. So as there is the weekly expiry, the leverage will move also based on the time that you are missing between now and the expiry date. So pretty much complicated to explain, but when you try the app, it's even easier because you don't see like all the financial engineering behind the stuff. You just see like a smooth UI and some chart that help you to understand like what has to be the price change of that specific underlying asset to make you do that amount of profits.
Why would I involve myself in something like the bull, the bear, or the smiley, as opposed to just going on to either a decentralized exchange or a centralized exchange and opening a long or a short, or opening both to be delta neutral? Why would I choose Smiley?
So actually, first of all, as I was saying before, if you are trading on perps, the major difference is the fact that you are not having any liquidation threshold. So you just pay the premium, and the premium that you pay based on the collateral that you need to provide on option and perps is way, way lower. I mean, there is no need for collateral because it's self-collateralized, the position. So actually it's like cheaper compared to bringing collateral to do that specific trade. Compared to any DEX, I mean, capital efficiencies let you to have like a more potential return compared to another derivative. So that means that if the price go up to 20%, the money that you can, your P&L can be up to 10,000% with Smile instead of like 5,000% with a 50 times perp. I mean, I'm just like putting like some raw numbers, not doing calculation to let you understand it is, it can become more profitable than a 50 times perp and also to an option. So that's the thing. And if you want to replicate the same position on SEX, like derivative, for example, if you are a sophisticated trader, you have to pay, for sure the premium for the option that you are trading, and you need to pay it as well, like all the other things that, for collateralization and similar. So actually it's way cheaper, it's way cheaper than setting up the same complicated strategy using centralized exchanges or decentralized exchanges.
Okay, that's a very good motivation. I think, it is. I like the fact that you don't have the liquidation aspect. I think that really is the big distinguishing factor. And then obviously from a time perspective, you did mention kind of like the expiry on this. What is the time period on each trade? So is it within a window of opportunity within that particular pool? What is the mechanism and what are those time frames?
Okay, as of today, I mean, during the testnet, we tested out like zero TDA option, so one day expiry, weekly and monthly. So let me give an overview about all the three. So why we are setting up an expiry date in our let me say product, for two main reasons. So first of all, because we know that in TradFi, let me say short term derivatives are preferred compared to long term one, and secondly, because expiry date help you to price the option. So actually you can have the price of the impermanent gain at the beginning. You don't need to provide funding rate and stuff like this. So during the weekly period time, for example, is cheaper. For sure, if you need to buy that for 4 months, it would be better to buy like a monthly expiry date instead of a weekly. What does it mean, like weekly, daily, or monthly? So actually the weekly have been matched with Deribit. So actually the starting date, the expiry date is like 8 a.m. UTC. So it's like the same of Deribit. So these help like arbitrageur, for example, on ETH BTC, because actually you have like the same expiry and you can replicate on Deribit the position that you have on Smiley. And so you can have like some strategy based just on the volatility that is priced on chain versus off chain, because we price volatility on chain. We have like our customized bonding curve running up. How we do this? Rebalancing the strategy of the LPs and that specific time period. So every week once we rebalance the strategy, we open up the new vault. So that means that all the vaults expire and new vaults coming up. So this is the process. So and can be done daily and monthly as well, based on the frequency of the rebalancing date of LPs. And this can be customized, because with some players that we want to work with, we can create some kind of customized like time period in order to match like the specific need of the partner.
So is there a lending and borrowing component part of Smiley at the moment? So if I want to come in as a lender or as a borrower, yeah.
So actually as of today, it cannot be possible to do that like via Smiley, but we are cooperating and starting discussion with lending and borrowing platform. Because in the end, as the liquidity is managed like synthetically, we don't provide, let me say, liquidity into Uniswap, for example. We use Uniswap for swapping like, 1,000 transactions per week, for example. And so we have some residual balance of liquidity that can be in one asset on the others that can be, let me say, used, managed, or integrated with lending and borrowing platforms, so it can be served to them and can provide additional, let's say, return for LPs potentially. So it's something that we are discussing, especially like in some ecosystem, like Vera Chain, for example, that everything is based on liquidity. So we are working with them with all the, let me say, lending and borrowing, DEXs, and all the solutions that are rotating around, let me say, liquidity management in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously have brought up something that's quite close to Blockmates, and that's obviously Bearer Chain. We consider ourselves to be Bearer Mates. We really like what they're doing. And it's really cool to hear that, you know, Smiley's stepping into, you know, that arena. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, something or an ecosystem that everyone's kind of joked about for a better part of the year, we believe is going to land up being something that's going to be really serious. And I think there's going to be a multitude of products that, in my opinion, are going to land up almost kind of like reimagining the DeFi space. And I'm not surprised you guys are getting involved. I think there's a huge amount of innovation in terms of the way that you guys have approached this. You know, the ideas might not necessarily be new ideas, but I think the execution is definitely a new way of doing it. And, you know, the fact that you can't get liquidated, the fact that there is kind of like short, medium, and long-term rebalancing around these pools is amazing to see. I'm curious, from an LP provider or someone who has capital who wants to come in and essentially get the benefit of essentially being in a neutral position, what opportunities are you guys affording somebody who's got obviously the liquidity, and, you know, what are the benefits of them coming into the ecosystem and providing liquidity?
So actually, yes, just to give like another word about Vera Chain, yes, we are into Vera Chain because it's like super innovative, and actually they are building a new way of designing like the validation system in a blockchain. So we are super fan of it because it's something new. I mean, you know, we didn't fork any line of code. We did everything by our own. So we are like innovators. So we like innovators. How can it reflect for an LP both on like in every chain, let me say? So actually, what's the difference? So for example, if you were providing liquidity in a DEX LP, and so you have like long-term horizon perspective, so you want to, let me say, have half of the exposure of the delta of the specific token, you have USDC, and you want to have an APY return in USDC while benefiting from some delta exposure of the specific other underlying asset. So you can bring liquidity into Smiley. What does it mean? So it means that you have all the premium collected brings like an APY that is being demonstrated in one of our paper that I can that is in our Medium channel, can be even can be higher, more profitable than a DEX LP, and that is based on the impermanent loss that is solved. In the case that utilization rate of the protocol is below 50%, for example, no, this is a scenario in which you are gaining less, let me say, APY compared to Uniswap, but actually you are suffering half of the impermanent loss compared to providing liquidity into a DEX. So actually always like benefit and risk are balanced over the your position as LP. And the thing is that you are also not exposed anymore to sometimes of intrinsic risk that you have while you are providing liquidity. So for example, being front runner, receiving MEV attacks, or just like just in time liquidity, and then you so always are not swap, not receiving, let me say, the best out of the strategy that you are setting up as LP. So in Smiley, you cannot suffer these kind of things, and on top of it, you have like the APY based on the volatility of this experience. So it's perfectly matching your risk. You have like and you have like on top of the other two mechanics that are running up in internally to the protocol. So the BDAX spread generated by the volatility AMM and the delta hedging tool. This brings us to have this synthetic pool that in the end we want to, in the mid long term, let me say, to transform into Uniswap liquidity, because the idea is to fully get integrated with them, with routing a hook system, so becoming a part of Uniswap potentially.
I mean, you guys aren't quite a DEX and you aren't quite an AMM. How would you describe yourselves as being? I mean, it's kind of like it's the best of both those worlds, but then there's obviously the ability to trade either long or short or delta neutral. How do you see yourselves in the market as a product? So how do you approach other protocols that you want to work with? You're not a DEX, you're not an AMM. What exactly are you?
Exactly. What we are us. I mean, what we are, in my opinion, we are two things that can be mixed up together. So first of all, as a product, we are like a trading platform that is working or having like a UI UX that is supporting like new retailers and new DGEN to jump in and trade the volatility instead of just trading spot. So that's why we called ourselves like the Tinder of option. I don't know if you follow this narrative, but because our mobile version works like with swiping. So you can swipe left and right and you can do like in few clicks, like a really new like user experience for trading. But we are not just that one. What we are is also like the missing building block, in my opinion, of the DeFi ecosystem to bring volatility on chain. So we are an AMM, yes, but we are a volatility AMM. So the things that we do is automatically market making the pricing of volatility, not the pricing of the spot market. That's why we integrate with DEXs. We work now with Uniswap, but we soon integrate like Camelot, Trader Joe, and any other DEXs on top of us. So we are not competing with them in the end. We are just like a building block that can be, let me say, plugged in and offer like our solution into their LPs or optimize their APY. We are not an option AMM in the end. We are a volatility AMM. What does it mean? That once we move on and scale up the liquidity, we will have the possibility to mint plain vanilla option and not just in permanent gain. That we know that as of today is not like a mature market. It's still like in scouting, people is still like understanding and trying and using option, like, and they just need some education out of it. But we want to be ready for the moment that they will jump in. And so we want to start off working and cooperating with all the option protocols in the ecosystem, especially the one that are like have the need of receiving also volatility on chain. So what that does mean that Smiley can be the source of liquidity for option protocol, actually. So like an on-chain market maker that is bringing RFQ and price for options to option protocols.
So, I mean, this is a really interesting topic, and something that still really confuses me is this whole idea within the context of TradFi that options are the most used essentially instrument in terms of predicting markets. Yet in the crypto space and on blockchain, we've actually seen a lot of protocols come up with some really great ideas around options trading, but they've almost come short. And there doesn't seem to be an interest around users to participate in options. And I was just curious, just from your personal perspective, I think you guys, by the way, have overcome the idea of trading options by almost incorporating it into a functional, you know, go long, go short, you know, obviously with a rebalancing. And that it's almost like you've repackaged the same thing. But I'm just curious, is it a matter of repackaging the way that you guys have done it? Or how does essentially like a true options protocol, do they have to repackage the way that they present this product? Is there hope for options in the crypto space with time? I mean, where do we kind of stand with options as a raw product, as an options product right now in the blockchain / crypto space?
So to be honest, 1 year and a half ago, my answer would have been different. 1 year and a half ago, I would answer like, maybe the main problem for option protocol is that they are just trading Bitcoin and Ethereum. So they don't have long tail assets that are the most interesting token to trade for a DGEN. So that's why we open up this mechanism that can allow us to create, let me say, a derivatives and volatility market for any kind of token until there is just a bit of liquidity. So this was the first problem. And this is still like a bit of the problem, even though it has been partially resolved by perps, because now there are like some perps in which you can trade like 20, 25, 30 assets. So 1 year and a half ago, also perp were just sticked into like some blue chip token instead of like all the list of token. This was a problem 1 year and a half ago. If I have to answer again now, I have seen that it's not a problem of the option product itself. It's just that there are solutions in the blockchain, for example, like some very, very, very small cap token. Then in the end, if you buy that, you have like the same risk payoff of an option. So actually, people who are trading the shitcoin and meme coin right now, they are not understanding that they're more or less doing the same thing of trading an option. So buying a very, very low, because market cap is still like very, very tiny, your risk payoff is like, okay, this amount of money that I'm investing, it's like a 95% loss, in my opinion. So it's like paying a premium. But if the upside happens, it's like 10, 20, 100 times upside. So the same kind level of profit that you can have of an option. So it's just a matter of like letting people understand that options are actually not that far away from trading shitcoin. The problem is that they are presented in a so complicated way that people get scared about it, in my opinion. So that's why we packed it into impermanent gain, because we do believe that DeGen needs to be the first, let me say, market fit that you need to test, because we have a bunch of institutional and hedge fund and people that we are speaking with about all the mechanics and the financial engineering behind Smiley. But they are players that bring like 20 million liquidity, want to trade like million of stuff. As we are in DeFi and we are on chain, we do believe that first of all, you need to attract your retail user base by your own, and then you can scale up with that direction. By doing this, you need to educate the system of trading your product. We just realized that educating trading in permanent gain, so go long, short, delta neutral, was easier to create an overall comprehensive education about option. That is something that we are monitoring in the ecosystem. I mean, I'm a super fan of the option protocols, and I'm looking what they are doing on the education side, and I always try to jump in and try to support them, because I think that if we collaborate all together, it would be better. Because in the end, if you look at off-chain CFI, option is a billion and billion trading volume. If you look at on the same thing in DeFi, you have two main problems. First of all, yes, there is liquidity fragmentation. So you cannot trade like option as on CFI, because there is not enough, let me say, liquidity and offering of option in DeFi. So this is one of the problems that we need to solve all together. And that's why we want to serve this liquidity for option protocol, solving one of the first problems. The second one needs to be done all together and needs to educate the ecosystem. And to make it like affordable, because I mean, 98% of the trading volume comes from derivative for options.
I love the way that you compare kind of like it's almost like a beta. Like people talk about the beta of Ethereum, the beta of like, and this is almost like options are like a beta of perpetuals. I mean, maybe I am stretching it here, but it's like, in this case, you're obviously like looking at shitcoins from a, like, it's almost like a testing ground. Like, how do we actually test this environment around volatility, around directionality, essentially? Like, can you make kind of like explain to us how we evolve from this point onwards? Like, this crazy experiment that we are right now. So you've answered the question about the way that you perceived it in the past. You've answered the question in terms of the way that you see it now. Where do you see us going into the future from a Smiley perspective, right? Because obviously there is a clear vision here that you have as a founder. And then also from a Smiley perspective, but also as an industry perspective right now, what does the future hold? With big industry, big players coming in, you know, obviously big liquidity, ETF, all of that kind of stuff. I know that it's a big question, but I think it's really pertinent in my opinion in terms of where you guys are at as a product.
Yeah, that's a super interesting question. And actually, yes, working around the vision since a while. And it's better to talk about the past than the future, because I mean, I spent 2 years in crypto, and for me, it's like spending 10 years out of crypto, because it's like everything is moving so fast. That like one day is not enough to be like always up to date with all the things that are popping up in the ecosystem. My vision is we are building DeFi. DeFi is called like decentralized finance. So Smiley Vision is to become like a fully permissionless model that can be used by everyone and can serve, let me say, the DeFi ecosystem to solve like some fragility problem that they have so far. What does it mean? It means that we are still stuck on believing that liquidity is a core principle of decentralization. So I do believe that DeFi can become like a comparable ecosystem with TradFi. That's my vision, my personal vision, in a few years, in which like a solution in TradFi and DeFi are interconnected. And most of the TradFi solution are also on chain because it's bringing more efficiency and is eliminating like some trust issues and potential like and potentially problem for the end user. How managed by the fact that depositors, liquidity providers, are compensating for giving liquidity. So as of today, if you deposit your money in the bank, it's rarely that you receive back some money. Actually, you pay some cost. So this is something that, in my opinion, can be reshaped totally by DeFi. And the second one is to have the possibility to give access to a trading market for everyone. So what Smiley is doing is reimagining and rebrand and redefining the standard of the derivatives market, volatility market, let me say. And this is the same thing that Perps Future have done in the past.
Yeah.
Reimagining everything, not just like keeping some basic best practice from both TradFi and DeFi. But the idea is to make something new that can work for new people. So people who have never touched option, but they want to jump in trading. So this is a target user that we want to have in the future. Because I do believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, trading will not be just for traders, but will be for everyone. As we have experienced with during the COVID with Robinhood, finally, Robinhood brings option for retailers. Easy to trade and stuff like this. Same for leverage product and so on. So that was the first part, in my opinion, for the revolution, that trading was just for traders and retailers doesn't have to trade or just have to have like risk averse position. Now people is getting interested and actually people is transforming like they day-to-day business into trading activities and so on. So always more retailers inbound in the market. And this, in my opinion, is like the most important things that we need to take over for the next couple of years, because everyone needs to be ready and have like the specific, setup made, tailor-made for their specific need. So as Smiley, yes, I mean, I think I addressed all the points that I wanted to address, but another thing is what should be Smiley in a few years potentially should be a mobile app, in my opinion. For end user, and all the infrastructure run on chain, yes, with all the mathematics and things run properly, but with the super easiness to use super easy to use for retailers and people.
Yeah, I think, you know, something that I really enjoy about what you guys have done is that there's been, and we haven't spoken about it much, but it can't, once again, it can also, like, you can't talk about it enough, is the importance of UI UX. It's obviously been one of the big stumbling blocks, especially when we look at kind of like DeFi summer 2020 and then 2021, and you know, we were always really just happy to, you know, almost like look under our mattress to try and figure out how DeFi works, and you know, because there was all this opportunity there and the inefficiency that was with it, and it's still a highly inefficient market, we know this, but the key is to obviously be able to present this in a way that essentially any idiot can use. And I think that's been the biggest kind of like stumbling block, I believe, for DeFi to be accepted all around. And I think you guys have done a really good job around understanding that firstly, and then secondly, like tackling the whole mobile thing. Tell us a bit about that journey and where you guys are at right now. And it seems like you're not entirely satisfied, but you obviously are getting there from a, you know, from a mobile perspective. Y'all, give me your take on it and where, you know, where you are now and where you'd like to be from a mobile perspective.
Okay, cool. So yes, we have always had a focus on UI UX, because one of my first struggling points when I was in DeFi and enjoying DeFi summer was that the user experience was still like very tough, even though I was having like huge experience in finance and so on. So it was requiring users to study in details how to interact in some specific dApps and so on. Something that, in my opinion, has been like changed right now, because now the user interaction and user experience is like super easy. It's not super easy at all, but it's easier than before. And some players are working on this very well. Like, for example, Uniswap Wallet is or all the account abstraction, upchain, narrative, stuff like this is supporting on that direction. With Smiley, we started being mobile first, but with we already knew in advance that being mobile first was a tough decision, because in the end, people are still reluctant on using like MetaMask on mobile for security principles, and also the overall, let me say, evolution of the mobile application for DeFi and for crypto is not yet ready. But we wanted to be there once it will arrive. So I do believe that it will arrive in a couple of months, maybe 6 months, maximum 1 year, and we will be ready. We'll be there. Actually, we have already worked on a new user interface and user UI UX for Smiley. We have already like something that we will drop up in the coming, let me say, months and not weeks, because I don't want to give like too much importance for it for the moment. But yes, we are working on a new desktop version, and we're working on a new mobile version to make it even easier to use. We do believe that mobile will come up, because in the end, my target is still Robinhood. Robinhood is working very well on mobile and help you to jump in and out. I mean, I'm a daily GMX user on mobile, for example, because if I see the news and I'm at work, or I'm doing a conference, or I'm enjoying an happy hour, I don't know, whatever I'm doing, but if there is a market signal, I want to take it in that specific time, because in crypto, as I was saying before, time is fast. It's faster than normal time. So if something happen in a range of period of time that can be also 10 minutes, and if you want to be there in that specific 10 minutes, you need to have access, you need to be allowed to access to specific trading app via your mobile phone. So it's just an alternative of using SEX, in my opinion. So I do prefer to use to open up MetaMask apps on more risk and trade on, perps apps, GMX, Synthetix, on everything, Quanta, and so on. Yep, I do prefer to do that instead of doing a KYC and give my money into a SEX for the moment. And I do believe that on-chain should go into that direction, and we need to go, everyone, on that side. Otherwise, the gap between CFI and DeFi will never be, let me say, solved.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I am a DeFi maxi, and I believe that that's for the very reasons that you've stated in our chat today. You know, those are the things that I think are really important. You know, obviously, decentralization, you know, liquidity and the importance of that function. And obviously, you guys are recognizing this, and you're putting your money where your mouth is, and more importantly, that your time to build this kind of stuff. I mean, you guys, you know, kind of like joked at the start of this chat about, you know, meeting you guys in the bear market. I mean, you are a very good example of a protocol that, you know, was essentially like born in the bear in many ways. And you kind of like, you did the grind, you've launched, you guys launched last week. You're well up and running. And obviously there's, you know, the opportunity for users to explore and use the protocol, and obviously encourage people who do hold the values of DeFi to go and check you guys out, not only from a user experience, but more importantly, to be able to trade, you know, in these positions that, you know, allow you to be free of liquidation and to... I think it's a different perspective on the way that the market's being played at the moment. So, yeah, thank you, sir, for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure to, I think, just scratch the surface. There's a whole lot of stuff that I would have loved to have gotten into, but I think we probably would have been here for another 3 hours. Yeah, it's been really impressive to see what you guys have built, and yeah, I really appreciate your time. And I'm sure we'll get you guys back on at some point. Just before we close off, what are the kind of like the more immediate things that you guys are focusing at the moment? I know that you mentioned Bearachain, but just looking at where you guys are now, what do you envisage for the next 6 to 12 months?
So actually, for the next 6 to 12 months, we want to scale up the Arbitrum ecosystem first, and we are doing that with a like strong partnership with the foundation and all the off-chain lab teams, because we have been building there like since the beginning. So they are super bullish on the fact that we are building something new, that something that doesn't exist yet, and we and the Arbitrum will be like the first place to be there. Scale up that via, let me say, I mean, during the, in the next 6 to 12 months, the big things coming up are like the deployment of VeraChain as well. I mean, it's still on testnet, so once it will be live, we will be live there since day one, because we have been like cooperating and working with them since more than 1 year. So then, I mean, yes, 1 year ago it was like popping up, but it was not like the most hype ecosystem right now. And they did like a very great job. And behind the scene, they are making something like it's super, super serious. So we want to be there as well. So this will be like the first thing that we will scale up. Second one, we will announce and do the token generation event during this year. So this will be like another huge milestone for us. So even on that side, we are working deep in the tokenomics, trying to understand what are the best practices of the of tokenomics launched so far and what can be innovated over there. Because I do believe that there is still space of for tokenomics to become a new standard. I mean, even tokenomics on a philosophy perspective can be like something reshaping even TradFi as well. And we want to wave the real world asset narrative. We are waiting real world asset like to jump in. So we will allow to trade volatility on real world asset. But in the very, very short term, let me say that maybe the most interesting thing can be for a degen to trading permanent gain of some like super long tail asset with up to 20 times leverage. So imagine trading like with leverage and no liquidation. So that can be like a super new narrative for degens and operator like this. And same for new token that are not yet live in the market. So there are a bunch of things that we are understanding and monitoring, and we want to be like the first jumping in. In the next 6 to 12 months, but VeraChain will be like a really much huge milestone for us, because an entire blockchain focused on liquidity, and we are building on top of liquidity, so it's like the best ecosystem for a solution like Smile.
Wow. I mean, I loved what you guys were doing before. Now I'm just super bullish. I love it. Can't wait. I actually didn't want to chat about, not that I didn't want to, but I never really planned to chat about the TGE and the tokenomics. But it's really cool to hear that you guys want to, you know, a lot of protocols like talk about wanting to rethink tokenomics and the whole thing, but it always lands up most of the time being the same thing. I mean, there are a couple that we've seen over the last 12 months that have really like taken the tokenomics idea to the new level. I actually believe you when you say that you're going to do something different. We'll save that for another show. Like I said, it's been an absolute pleasure. Definitely a lot more bullish about Smiley than I was before, and I was already really bullish.
Thank you
Yeah,
so
you
much.
guys seem to be ticking all the right boxes, absolutely smashing it, and really looking forward to you guys on BearaChain. We'll obviously chat to you guys when that happens. Can't wait. I can't wait for BearaChain as well. I was going to ask you when you think BearaChain was going to launch, but we'll leave that for another time because I know that Smokey will kill us if you said
Yeah,
anything.
exactly.
So thank you,
He
sir.
always texts me like, "Don't leak anything." He's always
No,
like, "Yeah,
don't
this
leak
is very
anything.
good. I don't leak anything. No worries."
Thank you so
Thank you
much.
so
Look
much.
forward
Yeah,
to
super pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.